Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gross, you brought up David Montgomery. He was pretty open and honest with you guys this week about stuff that he was going through. What did he say, and what has he been going through?
Well, he made it clear that he has been feeling very depressed the last 3 years. What I don't know, and I tried to ask the follow-up question, but the press conference had ended, was he treated for depression? Was he seeing a psychologist, or was he feeling depressed? Because there is a distinction. The next time I see him, I want to find out more and get more in depth with him if this is something that he had to seek professional help, or if he was just down in the dumps. Because essentially what he said, Lawrence, was that, you know, the expectations that he felt were put on him, and what he felt was being underproductive, he felt overwhelmed by it. Like, he wants to be great, and when he is not great, obviously he takes it very hard. And he also was listening very closely to critics and people who would, you know, he apparently was pretty locked in on social media, and any criticism that he heard got to him. So, and not to mention, you know, playing for a losing team. So I think all of that got to him. But what he did say, and what is important to point out, is that he's happy now. That he is saying that he's happy now, and he says that that has been stimulated by the fact that he is going to be having a child with his girlfriend. So I think that has changed things for him. It has changed his perspective. And apparently he is happy now and sounding more, he's always had kind of a spiritual side to him, but he seems to be leaning on that more than ever now too, especially even when he was asked about the contract stuff. I mean, he sort of blew it off and, you know, said God will take care of that, and, you know, not really thinking about that stuff right now. But I would imagine it is in the back of his head. You know, the thing about David Montgomery at every single level of his football career, going back to high school and then in college and then under Matt Nagy, coaches have always loved him. Like, he has always been the guy that coaches circle as an example. But here we are now with this new regime. And honestly, while I do think David Montgomery will be a big part of what the Bears do, I put David Montgomery in the same file I put a lot of the players from the previous regime, or guys that you think are going to be, you know, productive, potentially dynamic players. They're not exactly raving about them. You know, they will watch and evaluate now, and then hopefully once that first preseason game comes and the first regular season game on September 11th, we'll have a better idea on who the Bears value and who they don't.
I'm really glad that you made the distinction, because as I was reading it, like, there were a lot of headlines that were talking about depression, and I'm like, there's a difference. Like, we have to be very clear if we're talking about actual clinical depression versus a guy using the vernacular of depressed when it means that he's struggling with something, but it doesn't necessarily have a name.
Exactly. And I was there live for the press conference. I listened to it again. I even played some of the audio on the score, and I don't ever remember him actually saying or even using the context to suggest that he was clinically depressed, because we all throw that out there sometimes. Oh man, I was super depressed last week, or
no,
oh man, they lost and I was depressed.
You can say down,
I know, but
feeling a little sad, having a bad day, in a bad mood.
Yes.
That's very, very different from a clinical diagnosis.
Yeah, and I have no problem asking that to David Montgomery. Like I said, the press conference had ended. I tried to get the proverbial one more question in as he was walking away, and my question shouted was, are you seeing or did you see a psychologist? And I didn't get an answer to it. And I have a good relationship with Montgomery, and he's usually pretty open when I talk to him, but I will find out and try to make that distinction. I'm actually really glad you guys brought this up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.